I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. In 2013, Connecticut's legislature passed a law requiring some businesses to recycle old food. But the rule has a catch. It only applies if a certified recycler is nearby and able to take it. The idea was to jumpstart a market for organic recycling in Connecticut. And now, more than 3 years later, the first of those new recyclers is set to come online. I went to go take a look. Inside Quantum Biopower in Southington, Brian Paganini and I stand near a giant pit. It's filled with taco shells, old hot chocolate powder, pasta, graham crackers.
So in that pit, there are macerators and augers and grinders that turn food waste into a pumpable slurry. You kind of hear what's going on right now.
Paganini is vice president at Quantum Biopower. And if that pit is the mouth chewing up the food, Quantum's anaerobic digester, a giant metal silo located right next to it, is the stomach. The core of this newly minted waste-to-energy plant, which digests old food, captures its methane and soon will turn that gas into energy.
Probably late April, early May is when I'd anticipate putting electrons on the grid and actually firing the generator.
Which means some stores and other big producers of food waste will have to recycle organics at the plant.
We hit points in Hartford, Waterbury, Northern New Haven, so anyone within our 20-mile ring around this facility is now mandated to bring their food waste into this plant.
Individuals aren't impacted by the law.
This is more of a merchant digester, so it's built to take all comers, food waste, liquid waste, pre- and post-consumer waste streams, package waste streams.
Other companies in Connecticut are planning digester projects, but Quantum's will be Connecticut's first. Once operational, Paganini says the plant will generate enough electricity to power about 800 homes. And he's excited about one more thing, too, scrubbing down the digester tanks to resell about 10,000 pounds of processed slurry as a nutrient-infused compost. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.